I'm going to start this interview by asking you to explain the fact that you are best known for your spiritual artworks, your divine language. Explain that to my listeners.
So, Seven God was something that was given to me. Me being best known for my spiritual work just came organic from my whole entire story. So to know why my spiritual work is important is to know why Seven God itself is important. Back in 2014, I came home from college and was hanging with some friends, and I was slipped something. When I was slipped something, it caused me to have a chemical imbalance and to be diagnosed schizophrenic bipolar. During that time and that process, I was hospitalized. I had to learn how to walk again, talk again. It was a really, really dark time for me and my family. I had a near-death experience, and in the midst of that, I had out-of-body experience. Within my out-of-body experience, I've seen some things, and won't get into details about the out-of-body experience, but I will say that I kept seeing Seven, and I kept writing it. When I came back to my consciousness, I was very, very afraid of everything. It was almost like me dying and kind of being reborn again. And instead of me taking what I seen on my out-of-body experience and allowing it to kind of bury me, I let it and liberate me and help me to rise and recreate myself. So I studied Seven, and when I learned about numerology and the numbers, I found that Seven was the number of God. Seven was the number of divinity. It was a number that is mystical but also spiritual. Seven knows that nothing is as it seems, and oftentimes reality is hidden behind illusion. And what I did was I took that number and I embodied that number, and I became Seven. And I want to say around that same exact time, Nataki and I, we came together, and she helped me launch my art career.
All right. I want to remind my listeners, we're talking to contemporary American artist Seven God from Wilmington. Seven, you mentioned Nataki Oliver. I just want to let my listeners know Nataki Oliver is the founder and the owner of the Sold Firm Art Gallery. Tell me first, how old were you when this horrible diagnosis came upon you of bipolar schizophrenia?
I was in my early 20s.
Let's talk about your exhibit at the Sold Firm. It's a pop-up month-long art exhibit. What can viewers expect to see?
The visual premiere is basically diving into my why, the reason my campaign is up. So I want to say during quarantine, created a campaign called Buy My Art Before I Die. That stemmed from a lot of things I was dealing with, and I felt like people are loved when they're often dead and not alive. And for me, I feel like that I'm a genius. I am great at what I do. And I wanted my flowers and my roses now. So at the pop-up, people can expect to see a really beautiful installation and a really, really inspiring and uplifting visual that really dives deep into my why. So it's a pop-up as well, installation as well inside of this old firm. And it's really, really intense.
And what's the takeaway when people come through the gallery and they see your work? What do you hope they think, or what do you hope they feel from looking at your works of art?
I want them to know that although this young man went through a traumatic experience, he didn't allow it to stop him. He didn't allow it to bury him. I want them to walk away and not only be inspired, but also to kind of like tap into themselves and say, you know what, if he can take what he's been through and create this beautiful body of work and these exhibitions and, you know, so forth and so on, what could I do within myself, whether I'm diagnosed with something or whether I'm not? So I want people to be, you know, be inspired. I really don't want to be, and it's crazy because, and I wouldn't say crazy, but just being known for what I've been known for, I don't want my pain to be the trophy. I want my work to be the push and the liberation to inspire people to tap into their self